Rusty Quill presents.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, like today? Today?
No, Nate. Tomorrow today. Obviously today means today. The day that it currently is.
Okay. All right. When? When do we have to leave? How long do you think we'll be gone? God, what can I do with Bella?
Any more questions? That was a lot.
I'm sorry.
They're expecting us a little afternoon. And seeing how you slept until 10:30, we should probably leave in a few minutes. I'm sure Bella will be fine. It won't be for that long. If you're concerned, I'm sure you can ask a neighbor to...
No. No, that's fine. I'll leave her here for a bit.
Okay.
Let me just feed her and take her outside real quick.
Okay, you take her out. I'll get her food ready. Save you some time. Where do you keep her food?
Oh. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Her food is in the kitchen. It's in one of the cabinets by the sink.
Super specific. Don't worry, I'm sure I'll find it.
All right. Bella, come here, girl. Time to go outside. Okay, come on, girl. Make it fast. We have to go talk to this stranger. I don't even know what I'm going to say to him. Hey there. I read your letter. Pretty traumatic stuff there. I found the weird bug you put in it. Is it the same one you crushed? Super weird. Sorry about your classmates. Oh yeah, why did you write this letter? Who are you writing to? Yeah. That'll work. Bella, are you done yet? Come on, girl. Time to go inside. Let's go. Okay, she's all good. Is her food all set?
Yeah, I found the food bag right where you said. She's all set. You ready to go? Anything else you have to do?
No, I think I'm good.
Do you think maybe you might want to get dressed? They might be a little weirded out by your Batman PJs.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'll be right back. Give me a second. Okay, pants. I need pants. John? What was that? Are you okay? John, what the hell was that?
What the hell was what? You just came down the stairs screaming.
You didn't hear that loud bang? It sounded like a loud bang.
Yeah, no bang here. All I hear is Bella eating.
Okay. All right, that's fine. That's normal. Do you want to drive or do you want me to drive? I don't really know my way around anywhere but this one block.
You've been here for over a year. You really should get out more.
Yeah. I've tried.
I'll drive.
Okay. Sounds good. Bella, be a good girl. I have to go out, but I will be back in a few hours. You have food, water, and you've peed and pooped. Just take a big old nap in your bed and I'll be back soon. I love you.
That was a lot. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm sorry, I just don't like leaving her alone in this house. We can go.
Well, I mean, if you're that worried about her, I'm sure it'd be fine if we just brought her for the ride.
Are you sure that'd be okay? I know some people get weird about animals in their car.
Yeah, that's okay. It's just for a few hours. As long as she doesn't pee in my car, and it helps ease your fear a little bit, it's fine with me.
Well, thank you. Seriously. That's very nice of you.
You ready for this?
Honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea what to expect from this. I've never done, like, an interrogation before.
Let me just be clear here. That isn't what this is. That is not what we are... That is not what we are going there to do. Okay? We're just going to have a casual conversation.
Well, if we actually make it there.
Well, what do you mean by that?
I'm not able to leave the street, remember? I left that one time when you took me to the police station, but that was it.
So what exactly do you expect to happen right now? We just blink, and then all of a sudden we're back at your house?
No. Of course not. That'd be crazy. I expect to drive right past the stop sign on the right, drive past this house with the hedges on the left, and then I expect to see another stop sign, and then another familiar house with hedges on the left, until we eventually give up and just end up back at the house.
I gotta tell you, Nate, the chances of that happening are very, very low. Look, there's the stop sign right there.
Don't worry, I'm sure we'll see it again in a second.
See? We're going right past it. And look, there's the house with the hedges on the left. And now we're seeing it pass in the rear view mirror. Very normal. Still driving, still going. And voila. Your house is nowhere in sight. And look, we're now on the highway. I'd say the chances of us running into your house on this road is pretty slim.
Thank you for that. I really do appreciate it. I know you don't really believe in any of the things that I'm telling you. But it means a lot that you're humoring me with all this.
Well, I believe that you believe this. And that's enough for me. And like I said, I think that you're fascinating. I would love to see this through and get to the bottom of all of this. So, we have about an hour before we get there. You know what questions you're going to ask him?
Wait, me? I'm going to be the one asking questions?
Well, yeah. It's just a little informal meeting with a patient. He isn't in prison. He's only there for his own well-being. Plus, someone has to wait in the car with the dog.
That's true. That's true. I've never had the opportunity to talk to anyone involved with all these letters before. There are so many things I can ask. Like, why did you write this letter? How did you get the address to send it to? Who are you writing to?
All right. All solid questions. Do you think you might want to ask some questions about the actual contents of the letter?
Well, yeah, of course. How did he end up back in his dorm room with no recollection of flying back? And what about Ringo?
Oh, the bug, right. Yeah, speaking of bugs... Are you going to be recording this? Are you recording this now?
Yes, I was, and yes. I hope that's okay. It's for my podcast audio diary thing. Is that okay? Is that against the law? I'm pretty sure nobody listens to it anyway. I just like to have everything recorded in case I start forgetting again. Not that the recordings really help with that.
Yeah, I still haven't checked it out, and it is definitely a little on the strange side, but no, it isn't illegal. Doesn't really make much sense to me, but according to the law in Maine, it's perfectly legal to record someone without their knowledge as long as one person involved in the conversation gives their consent to be recorded. So, you know, which I imagine you give, considering you're the one physically clicking the record button every time. It doesn't make sense to me at all, but how can one person give consent for all parties involved? Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, that is a little weird. John, can I be honest with you about what I really hope to learn from this letter guy?
Sure, talk to me.
I want to know what happened to those other students on the trip. I want to know how he thinks they could just disappear and be erased from existence. I want to ask him about Steve. I know you don't really understand the whole Steve thing, but I swear to you he's real. I swear to God.
I know. I hope you're able to get the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, me too.
And hey, if you wanted me to, you can give me some information about Steve and I can look him up in our database when I get back to the office. If he's real, we'll find him.
Thank you. Seriously, thank you. That would be great.
All right, sit back and mentally prepare yourself for this. We are getting close.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.